Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover.
Tweet at Miriam O'Cal. Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it's my great pleasure this morning to be joined by country music legends Robert Mazel, Jimmy Buckley, Patrick Feeney, together known to us all as the Three Amigos. Good morning to you all.
Good morning, Miriam.
Listen, the great thing, we're going to chat in a few moments, but first you're going to perform for us. This is your King of the Road medley, and you're accompanied this morning by Jonathan Owens on keyboards and Declan O'Hare on guitar.
Well, I never felt more like running away. Why should I go? But I could stay without you. You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues.
That's great. Come back over and sit down. Listen, remind me. How it was the three of you came together? Because the Three Amigos aside, you all enjoy hugely successful solo careers. So how did you come together?
I think the idea came from our manager, Joe Finnegan. He had this idea of something based on the Highwaymen in America. Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash.
Willie Nelson.
And it had never been done in this country before. And Joe had this kind of concept that if you could get five of the top country artists in Ireland on stage singing these songs together, something based on that. So that's really kind of where it stemmed from, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he could only find three of us then.
And the headaches he would have to endure over the last 12 years.
Yeah.
But you clearly get on well.
I would, absolutely.
Yeah. And I've been observing
like children in the schoolyard, I always say.
Was it terrible during lockdown when you couldn't actually get out and go touring again, Jimmy?
Yeah, it really was. I suppose, you know, you get time to reflect on life in general over the last 2 years, as everybody did. But, you know, I remember for the first 5 or 6 months, I never actually even sang a song. And then I started to miss performing. Started missing the boys, which I thought, Miriam, would never happen. I thought I'd never miss these fellas, but I did. And you'd miss performing to crowds, because the Amigos show has that kind of a buzz about it that, you know, and we're very audience-based, you know, we feed from the audience, they feed from us. And I began to miss that, and I began to believe, you know, we really have something special whenever we get back to it. And thankfully, now we're back to it, you know.
And I know I described you as country music, but you're not just a country music act. There's actually a lot more going on at your gigs, isn't there, Robert?
Yeah, we do a lot of different types of music. I mean, like one of my favorite sets in the whole show is the Joe Dolan set, because anytime you start singing Joe Dolan songs, people just lift their spirits. And we're at one stage we're doing Rod Stewart, and it's a lot of country, and because we're country artists. But with the Three Amigos, we find that we can branch out and we can head right down the middle of the road. And it always gets to the audience. So, and they seem to really enjoy it and really appreciate it. So, it, as Jimmy says, when we feel them, they feel us, and it just all works. We all work together on it.
And a lot of our show is naturally very comedic, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You play tricks on each other.
We do, and it's ad lib. It's not rehearsed or anything like that. But I think over the last 10 or 12 years, we've kind of developed that. It took us time to develop it. And you can see that in the show. It was very natural.
Crazy at the start. It was crazy. Anything goes at the start. We never knew from one song to the next, Never mind one night to the next what was going to happen.
And Patrick, I know during the pandemic, you also had your other projects on the go. Are you still breeding cattle on your farm in Kilfada?
Yeah, it kept me sane. Thankfully, I had it at home. And really enjoy doing it. And I enjoy doing it when I was on the road, because it was a kind of a downtime for me. I always used to call it was my golf. I don't like golf, but that for me was my golf, my time to relax. It was a godsend for me, as I'm sure the dogs was for Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, of course, your family big into the dogs.
Absolutely, yes. And well, I love all animals, Miriam. And it was great to spend time with the dogs, indeed a few horses as well. And time at nature. It was great to be out in the nature for the time that we were off there. So really, really enjoyed it. It was nice to get a break. At the start, it was just lovely. Mm. The weather was lovely, month or two. And then we were saying, got to be 3 months before we're back. But I think if we could know at the very start of the pandemic that was nearly going to be 2 years, it would have been a whole different mindset.
We'd have all gone mad thinking about it. And Robert, did you start a garden furniture business?
I did. My wife came up with this idea that she wanted a garden bench for the back garden. And I, my father years ago, one thing my father always left me behind when he left was the ability to...
She wanted him to get out of the house.
Well, she said, come on and do something, because I was sitting at home doing nothing. So I started up Dixieland Garden Furniture. And I was making benches for 2 years and I loved it. I have to say, I really enjoyed
it. And they're
it.
Absolutely, I have to say, Jimmy will agree as well. They're very comfortable, even though we didn't get one yet.
No, we were told about
and
them.
And you won't be for a while. Because I'm too busy on the road, lads. I'm too busy on the road.
Morley said, if I got some spare wood, Jimmy, I'll tell you, I'll build you one sometime.
Well, I have you on the list, but you'll have to wait your turn.
Yeah. And Patrick, I gather congratulations are in order. You're just back from Cancun. What were you doing there?
I had my honeymoon. So, and newlyweds the last 3 weeks. And been great. We had a great time in Cancun, and we went to...
The weather was fierce hot, though, wasn't it?
It was fierce.
The boys are rising me, you know, that they said, you know, we might go out for a few days, and you know what? I didn't put it past them. There was an odd time I'd be looking with the glasses, wondering, I hope to God they're not going to come around the corner.
It was really nice, so it was lovely.
Yeah. Guacamole in the afternoon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, congratulations.
No, we had a great time, and delighted to be back on the road again and get back to normality as well.
And of course, your tour now is up and running, and you're touring lots of places in April and May. Where are you going, Jimmy?
Tomorrow night, Miriam, we're in the Armagh City Hotel. Tuesday, we're in the Cadeen down in Newbridge. And on Wednesday night, we're in the TLT in Drogheda, and many more venues. We've UL in Limerick, with the Opera House in Cork. We've a few more dates to do, Helix in Dublin, of course, as well. We're having a great time.
And all on your Facebook page, I assume.
Yes.
Individual and the Migos as well. We're all up there.
Well, fantastic. Well, before you go, you're going to perform for us again. Again, you're accompanied by Jonathan Owens on keyboards and Declan O'Hare on guitar. You're going to sing Hand Me Down My Bible. That's it from all of us here today. Thanks so much for being my guest, by the way, guys.
Thanks, Mary.
Best of luck on the tour. Thank you all very much for listening. On sound today with Jamie Doyle and Kieran Cullen. The series producer is Cor Ennis. We go out listening to the three amigos singing. This is Hand Me Down My Bible.